Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as another chapter starts to unfold across the country. And we've got a great story here in the Lone Star State.
Oh, indeed.
We've been telling you for months and months now about fortified cottonseed and talking about all the good things that it's doing for landowners and the deer herd. Well, now we're going to have a firsthand testimonial of a man that was there in the beginning.
Yes, and still at it.
He still is. Yeah. John Sewell is the manager of Harris Ranch out of Uvalde, Texas, in Uvalde and Kinney County. Big ranch that has seen a tremendous transformation. The Harris Ranch was the 2017 South Region Lone Star Land Steward Award winner.
There you go.
I mean, that is the best of the best when it comes to wildlife and habitat management. And John has such an interesting story to tell and the results of him using fortified cottonseed. We think everybody's going to really enjoy hearing that.
Yeah, and plenty of other practices we can learn from, too.
Without question. Yeah. Without question. We'll let that story unfold later in the program. We've got some outdoor news. We've got our outdoor and best bets. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all please stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as mentioned at the top of the program, changes have taken a place in our country. But, you know, the Lone Star State, we just keep plugging along.
Yes, we do.
Neat things taking place. Want to remind everybody, we mentioned it last week, but it's worth looking at if you believe the old Farmer's Almanac.
Which you, I know you do.
And then there's, I know Bob's already giving this look.
Bob's shaking his head. Yeah, right.
But it has supposedly a historical 83% accuracy rate.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. Think about it.
Yeah, compared to what we deal with on with others. But the forecast for January, February, and March was for winter leading into early spring was going to continue to be mild and dry. Okay. That's not okay.
It'd been a little damper.
Because we were somewhat dry heading into fall, and the fall forbs didn't come up.
Right.
And that's all going to add to the fortified cotton story that we're going to tell you about and you're going to get to listen to later in the program. Really, really excited about this week's show. This is going to be fun. Also, for those that love to fish, the Lone Star Toyota Share Lunker Legacy Class entry for 2021 is off to a good start. We had our first entry, and now we have number two, both coming from an unlikely, not necessarily unlikely, but it's been a while since Lake Austin has given up.
Okay.
Since 2014, I know John Jefferson, Texas Outdoors Journal Central Texas editor, will be excited to talk about this later. But the fish weighed 13.02 pounds, and where's the man's name? There it is, C.J. Oates from Lago Vista, Texas.
Okay.
What makes Lake Austin so interesting is there was hydrilla that had gotten in there.
Right.
Then they released a triploid grass-eating carp that wiped out all the bass structure, you know, and habitat.
Right.
And so they're trying to figure out the balance. And there are still big fish.
I think they should bring in some nutria. Ah, man. What a fool he can be.
That is not from a biologist that made that comment.
I know.
Why would you want nutria?
I don't want them at all. Louisiana can keep them.
Oh, okay.
Hey, firearms.
Yeah?
Flood of gun sales, okay? This last year, a 64% increase over 2019. 23 million sales. More than 8 million first-time buyers, according to everybody. Going to be interesting to see what's going to happen now.
8 million first-time since when?
For the year.
For last year?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 40% was first-time buyers. I thought that number was a lot higher.
Well, I don't have the percentage. I've got the
Well, do the math in your head. You're old enough to know how to...
8 million compared to what? What am I dividing it into? Don't give me that.
40% of, what'd you say, 20?
I don't know.
What was the number? What was the total number?
No, the gun sales were 23 million.
Okay.
Oh,
so 40%.
Oh, phooey. Go away. Yeah.
Okay, so 40%, you know, is going to be somewhere over 8 million. So, okay, the numbers are close.
Yeah, and 23 million firearms, 8 million new buyers.
Okay.
First time. Okay. 8 million first-time buyers.
We're saying the same thing here.
Well, we're kind of in the same area.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to this one then.
All right. Go ahead.
Let's get this other one, all right? Deer hunters in the United States took more adult and mature bucks in the 2019-20 season than ever reported, based on a near-record buck harvest of 2.9 million and a record 39% of those bucks estimated to be 3.5 years or older. One of the many new insights of the National Deer Association 2021 Deer Report, a comprehensive update on the status of deer population and deer hunting.
Here in the Lone Star State, along that same line, we started with about 8 counties west of Houston, Colorado, Austin, Fayette, Lavaca, others in that general area. And that's where the antler restriction began. Then it went to East Texas and has expanded pretty much statewide. And as we mentioned last year, the mule deer season up in the panhandle, they were testing it for the first time on mule deer.
Right.
Basically, it comes down to let them get old.
It works.
You know, and it does work. You know, so that's really exciting.
Well, very encouraging, too.
It's happening all across the country. Let me finish what I was mentioning on the Toyota Share Lunker. The Legacy class that's over 13 pounds.
Right.
Anglers that catch a bass over 13 pounds has through the end of March where they can loan, if they so desire, to the Freshwater Fishery Center in Athens for that fish to potentially spawn and the fried be put back in and continue to.
That's an amazing program.
Yeah, it really is. Fishing-wise, particularly on the coast, we are seeing some really, really good fishing. This mild weather, yeah, we have a few cold snaps that drop it down, but then it starts to warm back up. And for anybody going fishing, Just remember, shallow water warms first, and if it's near a drop-off, that's going to be one of your better bets.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a break because we got a big show later in the program. We want to save as much time as possible. So y'all come back as we'll continue with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Oh, we're back with Texas Outdoor News, and a couple of things that I want to remind everyone. First off, we have mentioned favorite restaurants that we attend.
Indeed.
And getting together with old friends, always fun.
Absolutely.
Want to send a big thank you to Richard Jew and the staff at China Garden down there at 1602 Leland. Last weekend, had all my high school buds and their wives for a dinner down there. And let me tell you, during this time when we're wondering, can we work, can we go, whatever,
right?
We were seated at a table, Lazy Susan in the middle. Everybody got to see each other, had drinks, the appetizers, the main course came in. I mean, we spent about 3 hours just hanging out. I mean, it was fun.
Well, that's a normal lunch for you.
Well, I mean, it was fun. Well, this was dinner, of course.
But they're
still
closed at lunchtime, right?
They're open from Tuesday through Saturday for normal dining from 2 until 9, I believe it is.
Right.
But again, if you're looking at a place to get away to where you and your guest will feel comfortable, go to China Garden. I mean, they're really good folks.
Great folks, great food. I've known them probably 50 years.
Yeah. Well, you're a lot older than
I am. Yes,
I am. 713-652-0745, 713-652-0745. And one other thing, when we're talking about friends, I had the opportunity to have lunch this week with Terry and Karen Cloutier. When the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation first started, Terry was a field director.
Okay.
His area of responsibility was everything east of the Rockies. He helped my late wife Ann and I, along with some great volunteers, start the Houston chapter, which was chapter 48. There's now about 550.
Oh, wow.
And then I passed on to them that one of the stalwarts of the Houston group, he bought the very first ticket back in 1988. Then his name was drawn for the early bird drawing that year, a cow elk hunt at Vermejo Park Ranch.
Right.
P. Johnny Stewart, he's a former county extension agent, lived down in Nederland, and Johnny passed away. There was a group of us known as the Old Bulls.
Okay.
And he's the first of the Old Bulls, so I'm figure Johnny's up in heaven scouting and figuring out where all the big bulls, you know, are hanging
and
out.
Just waiting for you, Bill.
Oh, you know, absolutely right. Absolutely right. What a good man. And he and his wife, Barbara, certainly contributors. Now, want to let everybody know that this portion of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. And, you know, you've got names like Synox, which is the low-lux camera, Moonlight Capable. You've got Thermion Scopes, Helion Monoculars, Zeiss. Really impressed with the Zeiss DTI 335 thermal imagery camera that takes both still and video. Give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. You can preview their products at thirdcoastthermal.com and just let them guide you to make informed decisions.
Right.
What's going on with their best bets?
Well, but I'm thinking about those products. So, okay, besides expanding greatly your hunting opportunities, it's fun just to feel sneaky.
Says Mr. Sneaky himself.
That's right. Anyway, checking the Texas Outdoor Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as good, while this Sunday slips to fair. Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday are a trio of best days. Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday are a trio of good ones. Next Sunday is another best day. This weekend, look for game to be active from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust each day, so look for game to be actively feeding from late morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until the evening hours just ahead of sunset. On Thursday, January 28th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, will have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Wednesday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Thursday through Saturday will have a double tide schedule each day. Then next Sunday closes out the month of January as a three tide day with two highs, one low.
All right, staying on the coast, here are some of the high points. You've got the south end of Lake Calcasieu over in southwest Louisiana that continues to be the focus, and some great fishing. You've also got some of the deeper water and along the banks of the Calcasieu Channel, with some good fishing. On Sabine Lake, the north side of the lake and around the ICW or rivers, has been producing steady speckled trout. Heading on down to the Freeport area, you've got good black drum and redfish around vegetation and structure. East Matagorda, it's going to be around the reefs or the mud bottoms. West Matagorda, along the shorelines for redfish. In behind Matagorda, St. Joe and Mustang Island, you've got good wade fishing. Again, don't have to break your neck to get out there. Let the water warm up a little bit and fish shallow water near deeper water, as we mentioned earlier. In behind the North Padre Island, all the way down to Port Mansfield. A lot of people overlook the intercoastal waterway this kind of time of year, and that's really, really a big mistake because you've got good flats on either side. Use your electronics, find a break where it drains the flats as the tide recedes, and you should find trout hanging down the bottom. On down to Port Mansfield, where trout and redfish has been good. The further south you go, the warmer it gets. Red snapper out of Mansfield, around out of Eastcut, has been exceptional in Texas waters out to 9 nautical miles. And in Port Isabel, flounder near the rocks, been feeding around the drains, been caught on mullet and shrimp. How about our lakes?
Okay, let's head to East Texas. B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass are good under vegetation points and drops on topwaters, spinners, and crankbaits. Crappie are good at moving towards tributaries and their structures. Caddo, chain pickerel, they're good with chartreuse spoons and jigs. Catfish are good on punch bait and cut bait in 12 to 20 feet, fishing baited holes near channels and timber edges.
You ever caught a chain pickerel?
No.
Do you know what a chain pickerel is?
I have no earthly idea.
It's part of the pike family.
Oh.
It's basically a southern pike.
How big do it get?
You know, not big. I mean, they're not like northern pike that,
right,
you know.
Get big.
But, but they're toothy in that same look, just smaller version.
There we go. Thank you for our research department on that one. Okay, Livingston. Largemouth bass are good while fishing points, vegetation, and in creeks on the northern end of the lake. The best baits continue to be Carolina rig worms, spinners, and jigs. Striped bass are good on spoons and shad. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs in the creeks. Nackinich. Largemouth bass are good on spinners and jigs fished around submerged brush and timber. Topwaters have also been successful at dusk. Crappie are good on jigs and crappie minnows under vegetation and, excuse me, the bridges. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good working vegetation hard and then points when vegetation isn't on. Crankbaits, spinners, and Carolina rigged weighted worms are working best. Crappie are good in creeks with jigs. Toledo Bend, black bass are good when fishing a variety of water depths depending on conditions. Warm afternoons move shallower between 12 feet and less around structure. Below 12 feet to 24 feet, use crankbaits to search for bass. Worms, jigs, crankbait, or buzzbait are best. Crappie are good, favoring jigs over brush around 16 feet of water. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are good with live bait, slabs, and jigging spoons in 20 to 40 feet on main lake flats, slopes, ridges, humps. Catfish are good with cut bait and punch bait. Tawakoni, blue cats are good on fresh cut bait. Crappie are good on minnows and lightweight jigs around brush piles, docks, and bridge pilings. Whitney, stripers are good with live shad along the main lake river channel edges in 20 to 35 feet. Crappie are good with minnows and lightweight jigs in 12 to 25 feet around the timber, near the creek channels, and the brush piles.
Heading to South Texas down Three Rivers Way, Choke Canyon Reservoir catfishing has consistently been good on larger live bait, cut baits, and stink bait. Corpus Christi Reservoir, crappie are good with jigs around structure. Catfish good on cut bait and cheese bait. To our friends in the valley or those that head to Falcon Reservoir, white bass are great as they move deeper in rivers and creeks. Crappie are good above brush and around 18 feet. Catfish are excellent when hitting coves at their deeper depths using live bait and stinky bait. Texana, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits. Carolina rig worms above 15 feet. Allen Henry, crappie are good with jigs working larger structure. Coleman hybrids are good finding the schools is your best bet and good around the limited edges in that reservoir. And O.H. Ivy rounds out the High Plains report with black bass being good in standing timber and drops, fishing worms and jigs deep off humps and drops.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Buchanan, striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait and dead sticking swim baits. Canyon, striper fishing is good along the river channel with live bait. Trolling swim baits are working as well. Catfish are good with prepared baits and cut bait. Medina, smallmouth bass are good on white grubs and jigs.
All right, it's time for our hunting report, and that's brought to you by Silencer Central, and they ask the question, are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer? Let me add, are you looking for someone that's staying up with the regulations that may be moving or changing?
Indeed,
all right?
Yes.
Well, Silencer Central is the creator of a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work, and ends with Silencer Central delivering your silencer right to your front door. People talk about off-season hunting, which there is no such thing in Texas.
Correct.
But Silencer Central is a great way to expand on your hunting experience.
Right.
Harold, you made a great point talking about hearing protection.
Correct, absolutely.
I mean, that's why it's called a silencer.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get my 308, and I'm going to put a muzzle brake on it, and I'm going to blow the eardrums out of everybody beside me, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, really. So, and these do both. They reduce recoil and the noise.
Well, I'll tell you what, the folks at Silencer Central, they go, hey, let us prove it to you. If it sounds too good, learn more about Silencer Central easy buying process at silencercentral.com or call 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179. And when you give them a call, make sure and tell them that you heard us bragging about them on Texas Outdoor News.
Ah, yes.
All right, to the hunting scene through January 31st. Got some closures for duck seasons, the second split of the High Plains Mallard Management Unit, second split of the North Zone regular duck season, dusky duck season in the North Zone, light and dark goose season in the East Zone, and the Sandhill Crane season in Zone A. Through February 14, light and dark geese season in the West Zone, and through the 28th of February is the statewide quail season. All right, Mr. Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
Been on or off the road?
Well, I've been on, but boy, sometimes, like we say, boys just got to have fun. And this was a real surprise to me, too. I mean, Mini Coopers are cool. Okay. I mean, Mini Coopers are cool.
You were talking about this.
Yeah, and they're very performance-oriented anyway. That's what they were early on. You know, little screamers on front-wheel drive. And, you know, I mean, they'll turn on a nickel, stop on a dime. Great handling. Mm-hmm. But this was a very special one. It's the 2021 Mini John Cooper Works, which is always a performance line, GPHT two-door. There's only 3,000 of these being made in the world.
Okay.
I was reading up on them even more. There are only 64 allotted to Australia, and they're already sold. I mean, this thing is scary fast. I was so surprised when I first put my foot in it. But I was looking at it, too, before I had a chance to read up on it, because it only had two seats. It only had the front seats. It didn't have the rear seats. It's a two-door, but normally, obviously, they've got, you know, front and back row, hatchback. But it's because it's set up as it was when it was a Monte Carlo rally vehicle. So immediately behind the driver passenger seat is a strut brace across the body, because these are unibody construction, and this is for more torsional rigidity, stiffens up the vehicle. So it's a three-door hatchback. But the thing only weighs about 2,800 pounds, and the engine is 301 horsepower.
Hmm.
Okay? So you're looking 0 to 60 in four seconds and change. 164 miles an hour. Man, this thing screams. And first time I put my foot in it, I had to squeal like a teenager, because it was really, really unexpected, that wealth of performance. It's got their GP spoke wheels, the 8-speed sport automatic transmission, multifunctioning steering wheel, a silver roof, and the mirror caps are silver, but a great looking car. The paint job is incredible. I had a black paint job with a lot of red touches on it and stuff. They're sport seats, which really hug you, and you need it, because, like I say, this single corner, you want to go find a racetrack. Very nicely appointed, though. Very comfortable ride. I mean, it's solid. If you like a stiff ride, this is going to be it, because the way the whole thing is sprung. But it's just really built for a good time. But interestingly, because I had to check it out, because it doesn't have the back seats, it's got that flat floor back there, you can put maybe 6-8 bags of deer corn in it. Take it to the ranch, you know? I mean, it's neat, and it's really sporty. Check it out before they're gone, really. If you're into performance, these things are neat. We're looking at about $45,000 loaded to the gills, but again, this is a keeper, since there's only going to be 3,000 of them made, period. So it's the 2021 Mini John Cooper Works GPHT two-door, and it's a combination of cool things, because Mini is owned by BMW. So you're looking at the best of two worlds. You're looking at BMW engine and transmission, but still assembled at the Cooper plant in England. So it's a neat vehicle. Check it out.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking habitat management, wildlife management, with John Sewell, manager of Harris Ranch out of Uvalde, Texas.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed. We've been telling you about these folks for months.
Yep.
And rather than taking time to do their traditional spot, we just want to remind you they've got two blends.
Right.
Okay. The red blend, that's natural high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. And their yellow blend, specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. Their website is fortifiedcottonseed.com, or you can give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. And really, to learn more about Fortified Cottonseed, we welcome our guest, the ranch manager of Harris Ranch out of Uvalde and Kinney County. It was the 2017 Lone Star Legacy Award winner for the South Region.
Outstanding.
And there is a YouTube video. You can go to Texas Parks and Wildlife website, or you can go, you know, to their search. 2017 Lone Star Land, Harris Ranch.
Great story.
Tremendous story. Yeah. And our guest, John Sewell, his mother was really cute when she was saying, I'm talking about Mike Harris, the owner.
Uh-huh.
And congratulating him, wanting to be part of the video. And he said, look, I didn't do anything. John did it. You know? And yeah. He said, all I did was inherit the place. And John made all these decisions and changes. John Sewell, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. And congratulations on the award, as well as the high praise from the boss.
How are you guys this weekend?
we're doing great. I got to ask you something. I don't want to get away from the cottonseed, but because of looking at that video, which is so interesting, did you ever figure out the story on that rock wall?
No. lots of assumptions, but never any hard truths.
That's funny.
Well, as we set this up real quick, you said that the ranch that's situated north of 90, west of Uvalde, really where the hills start to give way to the South Texas brush country, mm-hmm. and the West Prong Nueces River that's seasonal runs through it. And you showed up about 25 years ago to start managing it. Give us just what your base was, antler inches, 25 years ago, and you've been doing some management enhancement. What you're looking at with deer now, and then we'll go into the rest of the story.
Right. Well, started, you know, it was severely overgrazed. A lot of this country was, and we were in a pretty big drought, you know, so it was a good time to get started. Couldn't go really any place but up. So I hunted for a few years here when I was young, and, you know, 12 years old, 13 years old, something like that. And so when I got here as an adult, 140 inches was a big deer. And, you know, as a younger guy, anybody was happy shooting 140 inch deer. So, you know, moving forward into that, once I got to see what was the capabilities of the area and letting this country improve itself and pulling stocking rates down and so on and so forth, I realized that I was going to have to make some serious changes to get to that 170, 180, even to the 200 mark where we are today. So, you know, it's taken a long time, and I learned a lot of it the hard way. So I don't know if y'all are the same as me, but learning the hard way seems to stick better than learning the easy.
Oh, it always has.
Absolutely. Well, and before we go to the mid-show break, you were one of the encouragers of Justin and Klein getting into the cottonseed business, and of course they teamed up with the Barrett family, Hunter Barrett, to come up with Fortified Cottonseed. Real quick, cottonseed and vitamin mineral package, why is that so important, John?
Well, cottonseed is just a very well-balanced ration. Give or take 20-20-20, protein, fat, and fiber. And then being able to attach a mineral, especially in the chelated form, with the amino acids to help get to the hindgut and to the small intestines, It's just an incredible product. You know, the fat content is probably the most important in the whole picture of getting deer back in shape after the rut, getting does to produce super high quality milk, and raise a really good quality fawn, which I think is becoming more important to understand keeping that fawn in good shape from conception all the way to an adult.
There you go. All right, listen, that's a great place to pause as we do need to take the mid-show break. So, John, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue the story from the Harris Ranch with John Sewell and Fortified Cottonseed right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Stephen Ebling. I'm a fifth-generation farmer. My family has farmed and run cattle on the same piece of ground for over 120 years. We raise Black Angus cattle, and then we grow cotton, wheat, cucumbers, and seed millet. You just get up and go to work, and you never finish. The nice thing about Capital Farm Credit is it's rooted in agriculture. When I call and I say, hey, I need this done, it's a matter of minutes, not a matter of days or weeks. We're doing our part, and together, we will get there.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our conversation with John Sewell, manager of Harris Ranch, located west of Uvalde in Uvalde and Kinney County. In the video, John, besides Mike Harris, the owner, complimenting you that your mother shared with everyone, a couple of wildlife biologists, Ryan McClintock and David Rios with TPWD, basically said, we made recommendations, and you said, fine, I'll do it. That ranged from reducing the stocking of domestic livestock to habitat improvement. That was the process that kind of started the turn, didn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, seeing how this country reacted to a lower stocking rate because of the overstock for many years was very important to me. I felt like stewardship was just as important as big deer, if not more important. And understanding getting big deer typically goes hand in hand with good stewardship. So, you know, I was very fortunate to be able to pull the cattle off and start in some process with TPWD through Triple T program to get deer from other ranches that potentially have better genetics and bring them up. A great program for those who don't understand it, should look it up. You know, that probably was the turning point. And then I was fortunate enough to kill a deer over 170 inches. Once I harvested a deer over 170 inches, it made me realize that I was not ever going back. I only wanted to go forward.
Sure.
John, a lot of what you've done, too, just briefly cover some of the programs, because you've allowed nature to be natural. I mean, you've improved that habitat greatly.
Yes, sir. For sure. And I think that's important for everybody to understand. You know, this country is, I mean, we're right on the edge of the desert, you know, so coming out of a drought for us is always right around the corner, I guess. So we're always planning for the next drought, which in turn is so hard to see, but it's always upon us. You know, moving forward into cottonseed from protein 10 or 12 years ago, that really changed the outlook of the overall body quality of these animals.
And that was your goal, as I've heard from Justin and Klein, as well as yourself in our visits, is you were looking to make a move away from protein to something like cottonseed with the mineral and vitamin package that would truly be an all-around high-protein fat substitute, right?
Yes, correct. I started with white cottonseed prior to Hunter and the steer getting involved, and I saw an increase in my antler mass just right out of the box in a couple of years. Then I started doing trials with Hunter and these guys, and I started noticing my pellet consumption started dropping off drastically. Well, that in my operation said, oh, you know, something's changing, and this stuff is obviously getting all those deer want in this cottonseed, and I think I'm going to pull away from pellets. In a trial, I did that. My results were very positive. So after a year of a trial in a control, I pulled the whole ranch off of protein and went straight to cottonseed. And with that being said, my quality has only improved year after year, and I'm feeding 365 days a year, strictly cottonseed.
That's great to know. John, question. We know that raccoons and hogs don't mess with it, which is a good thing, but what about cows?
Well, cows will eat it. They love it, and they'll get super fat on it.
Okay.
You need to make sure that they're not in there, because they'll eat you out of house and home, as we all know.
Right, so your feeders, you've got them like fenced in?
Yes, for the most part, they're fenced in, and, mm-hmm. and I really work to not graze as much as possible, even sure. though cattle are a main tool in stewardship.
Right.
I have been fortunate enough to be able to work around heavy grazing and keep cattle out by fencing them out.
All right, let me ask you this. How did you get deer to start feeding cottonseed? I've talked to rancher friends, and they're saying, well, we've tried it, but, you know, they just haven't taken to it. How do you entice the deer to start eating cottonseed?
Well, a deer has a natural mechanism, of course, that's only going to let them take one or two bites of something foreign to them. So people often say, oh, they're not eating it. But you can't see if they pulled two or three seeds out of it and not tomorrow pull four or five seeds out and the next day six or eight seeds out. Before you know it, they're saying, oh, this is pretty good, and it makes me feel good. So that, in turn, often people aren't given it enough time to get started. And I guess the best thing to do, obviously everybody feeds corn, so the best thing to do is to get them around the area with corn, and they certainly will start nibbling on it. Once they get started, of course, the rate goes up. But there again, my data is showing about 3/4 of a pound per day annually is what they consume. That's pretty impressive because pellets, they consume 2 to 4 pounds a day. So as commodities are going up and prices of everything are going up, I sure want to feed 1,000 deer 3/4 of a pound instead of 1,000 deer 4 pounds per day.
Sure.
Something I got to mention too. I'm sorry, Bill, you had a question there, but looking at the video, your turkey flock is amazing.
Yeah.
Do they feed on cottonseed?
They don't mess with cottonseed. They don't. They don't have any.
Okay. All right. Shoot, I lost my question.
I'm sorry about that. Senior moment.
Yeah, it's catching, Harold. No, as you look at what you've done and working with the guys that have fortified cottonseed, do you think you will eventually totally phase out the protein? And again, what I wanted to mention was that your ranch is classified as a low fence ranch. There's some high fence on some sides, but you're not enclosed perimeter fence with high fence all around. You've got some low fence there as well, right?
Yeah, we have about 4.5 or 5 miles of low fence, and I have already gone to solely cottonseed. Been 2 years now, 365 days a year, and there's something here that I want to address. More importantly, and more questions I get about a product or a chemical in cottonseed, Gossypol, that supposedly reduces fertility in whitetails. Well, I'm going to tell you guys, my recruitment rate this year in a what I would consider a very tough year was a little over 75%.
Oh, wow.
With a fertility rate of 75% or a recruitment rate of 75%, it really makes one question all of this stuff that people are throwing at you about sterility. It is not the case. You know, these deer are in such good condition that these does are getting covered. They're raising fawns on a better quality milk and a better quality life because they can get to the seed and the fawns can get it readily. And our recruitment is going up because we're raising a deer to a better state in his young years. So if there is any pushback about gospel call, it is not the case in my position. And again, I'm feeding 365 days a year straight cottonseed, fortified cottonseed with the mineral.
All right. Well, we've got just about a minute before we're out of time, and this conversation could go on for hours. Just to let folks know, Harris Ranch is private. You all have a group of folks that you work with that helps you with the management as well as your hunting concession. No opportunities for outsiders, but managing your deer herd, managing your numbers, and then giving them the resources or having it available that Mother Nature may not provide on a continuous basis, those are keys, right?
You bet. And let me tell you guys, I'd be glad to talk, like I said, for days on this because I have battled it the hard way. I didn't know this country when I came. So I have lots of hard lessons learned. But, you know, if anybody has any inclination, shoot me a question or something. You guys got my email, tcoa@me.com. I'll be glad to answer what I can answer. You know, feel free to holler back at me or anytime because I enjoy getting the word out there for most people's operation and my operation. This is hands down the best option for me.
Okay, this is not fortified cottonseed. This is a man that has seen the success.
Right.
John, you've been gracious enough to offer your email address. Give it to us one more time, please.
TCOA@me.com.
TCOA@me.com.
You bet.
All right, John Sewell, congratulations on the success, continued success. We appreciate you being our guest on Texas Outdoor News Radio today.
You bet. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, John. Thanks for not keeping it a secret. I really appreciate it. Renz will be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it's time for the Outdoor Calendar, and Harold's going to tell you that it's brought to you by...
Indeed it is, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News. That's Hybrid Light. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lamps, lanterns, more. The Mighty Mammoth. I love it. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source. That means sun. That means the light on the top of your ceiling in your kitchen. And the beauty of it is they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, they can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code Texas20. Again, that's 20% off, free same-day shipping at hybridlight.com. Okay. Through February 28, quail season. Things are in pretty soon. Squirrel season, same thing, February 28th. Go squirrel hunting, okay, and go in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Want to thank John Sewell, ranch manager of Harris Ranch out of Uvalde. Just a phenomenal interview. Wish we had more time.
And what's that thing on YouTube?
It is the 2017 Lone Star Land Steward Award, Harris Ranch. Okay.
Yeah.
Look it up. Great story, great video see what can be done.
You can learn something.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
And make sure you get fortified cottonseed.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to get some.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I need it. Tell you what, friends, you'll remember we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. 14 years they've been with us. Bless their little hearts. Check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all our wonderful stations there. Plus up at the top where it says listen to our show. You can click on that. Everything is archived. Here you go. What did they say? You can check it out there. Plus we're up on YouTube and iHeart and Facebook and Twitter. And like us on any of those sites that'll let you like us, okay? Join us next week. Be safe out there. It's time for more Texas Outdoor News in about 7 days.